Some of the Casasola photographs are like a freeze-frame episode of Law and Order, complete with corpses, murderers, prosecutors, and courtrooms. The museum's Ann Shoresman explains, these photos from 1900 to 1940 capture everything from the Mexican Revolution to the Industrial Age, with workers toiling away in factories and rail yards.
He wanted to depict real people during hard times. And if you look at him, even though some of them look a little posed, he seems to really capture the feelings of this particular era in Mexico.
The photos start with the dictatorial regime of President Porfirio Diaz and end with portraits of famous Mexicans like the composer Agustin Lara and Pancho Villa. The Mexican consulate in Boise helped make this exhibit possible. Ricardo Pineda leads the consulate.
The Casasola Archive is one of Mexico's historical treasures.
Pineda says the photos came directly from Mexico City to Boise and have already been shown in Paris and New York. It's one of the many cultural events the consulate sponsors. Errol Jones, an expert on Mexico and U.S. history at Boise State University, says Mexicans and their descendants are an integral part of Idaho's story.
Mexicans have been here, some of them ever since the fur trade period. Not very many, but a few of them anyway. And they've made a contribution to Idaho's economy greater than any other ethnic minority here in the state.
According to the 2010 census, Idahoans of Mexican descent account for about 10% of the state's population. They're the fastest growing ethnic group in the state. Jones says the number started to increase around the 1950s. That's when the agriculture industry began making higher value goods, and migrant laborers settled down to work these new factory jobs. Jones sees similarities between Mexican and American culture in Idaho and in Casasola's work.
The thing that dawns on me when I walk through that collection is how similar those people and their activities are to our own at that period of time. They're wearing the same kind of clothes. They're driving the same kinds of cars.
Ann Shoresman stops in front of a black and white photo from the Mexican Revolution. A young man looks nonchalant, one knee slightly bent.
He's just standing there smoking right before execution. Yeah, that's one of the very poignant ones, I think, because he looks like he's just standing there having a cigarette.
The human cost of the Mexican Revolution was enormous. Exhibit materials say 1 million people died. But historians disagree on the exact number. Some say it could be as high as 3 million. Despite the somber context of many of the photographs, Shoresman says the museum has received positive feedback from the consulate and the Mexican-American community about the exhibit.
It's almost like saying we acknowledge you because we acknowledge your history. And we value you because of it. You know, we value you being here in Idaho.
Shoresman says several hundred people came to the museum when the exhibit opened. The room filled with the sound of mariachi music, and people tasted Mexican appetizers and mezcal. More activities are planned with the exhibit, including a traditional dance performance this Thursday. I'm Scott Key, KBSX News.